up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay.
But I must be moving on. Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. You know, I feel a little bit better today. I mean, the predictions downgrading from, you know, 2.5 million Americans going to die to just 80,000. My odds got better. Your odds got better. You know, don't know if that's going to happen either. I mean, it's a mess, make no mistake, in places like New York, Chicago, different places. Tough times in Detroit at some of the hospitals there from information we're getting. You know, not easy. People aren't going to die, but it's getting better. And so an improvement is an improvement, and I'm going to take that as a positive. And a guy himself who's been in lockdown for the last 27 and a half years has finally unchained himself from pine trees in northern Michigan and stumbled out from the Michigan back roads. Look, everybody, it's Ron Rademacher. Yes, still doing well. He's been in quarantine for many, many years, but not of his choosing. Ron, how are you?
You're a funny guy, Steve. You make me laugh.
If you shower once in a while, not showering in the UP, that's the social distancing, plan. Just don't shower. Nobody will come around. It's cool.
Hey, listen, we know social distancing around here, and on Saturday nights, you got to get it cleaned up because you're going to not distance. But, yeah, great.
Well, I get it. I got a headline here. I'm serious. See, I'm getting a little punchy in here, locked
down. Yeah, you've been on lockdown for, you should have been on lockdown for a lot longer. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, sure. You know, is that a bed sheet? No, it's a straitjacket. What's that for? Shh. Stormy Cromer, legendary Michigan company making wool products, hats, the great Stormy Cromer hats. See an article here. They're now moved into making personal protection equipment and other medical gear. So good for them.
Yeah, they pivoted, and they say, hey, look, like so many other businesses, and Michigan businesses included, we got a problem. You guys need help. Let us step up. Yeah, it's just, the private sector does this. That's what we do.
Right. That's what Americans do, Ron.
That's
hello.
That's what Americans
you
do, yeah.
You got it. That's why this is the no panic zone. I mean, Ron Rademacher, panic, please. All right, so here's the deal.
Yeah. No, I run toward the chaos. In fact, I'm probably the reason for the chaos. So
you are the chaos. He's running.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah. Naked. Be the chaos. Focus.
All right. So and you put this at the top of your list today, and I'm going to share it with the folks if you don't mind. According to the Stay Home, Stay Safe order from Governor Whitmer, that's going to last another 2.5 weeks or something like that. Residents, quote, may engage in outdoor activities like walking, hiking, running, cycling, or any other recreational activity consistent with remaining at least 6 feet from other people. So there you go. That means that the trails, the lakes, the streams, the places of natural beauty in Michigan, great places to be right now, Ron.
That is an exact quote. And Michigan, we have so many resources here, but we have vast wilderness areas. And you'll notice in that quote, it didn't say stay 6 feet away from your dogs. So a lot of these places we're going to talk about, you can take the dogs, too. Get out there and have some fun.
That's true. By the way, as an aside, the dogs can get the coronavirus, but they just get the sniffles. That's true.
Oh, really? They only get the sniffles?
Oh,
good. Well, I'm gonna, all right, guys, who let the dogs out?
By the way, Jeff just chimed in. He said we need those people out walking by the opening of turkey season. Now, why would he want people out walking around in turkey season?
Maybe kick up some of them toms out there.
You think he wanted to stir it up a little bit?
I mean, nature is on the move, so yeah, get out there.
Absolutely. All right, so give me a couple here. Give me one north, middle, and south.
All right, well, let me start with south because I want to start with the Arbory Trail in Midland. Only because this is at the Chippewa Nature Area, which will probably be closed. The building, common building, will be closed, but there's miles of trails there. But the Arbory Trail is handicap accessible. You can drive in there and get your chair out, and you can go right into the trail. It's paved. I talked to a buddy of mine. The snow is gone. So you can get out, and that's a great thing they did there is they designed that trail, go right into the wilderness, for people confined to chairs, who have to use walkers. They did a great
Understood.
Job on that one.
Good. All right. Next.
Next. Here's one you haven't heard of before. How about the 100 Steps Gorge? This is up by Pelson. This is way up north. And there's still going to be snow there, but there's an extensive trail along the gorge. It's almost unknown to anybody. But if you go down the steps, the 100 steps, you'll be at the bottom, and there are springs down there, and the temperature will be, difference will be 15 degrees between top and bottom, and really? You can take the dogs.
Take the dogs. They need to get out, too. They're sick of this nonsense.
Yeah, they're bored out of their minds. You know, they want to get out there. So and remember, everybody, you know, I just want to say this. Make sure you check websites and things because the governor could change the rules at any time. So you can get out, but that's where we are right now.
Fair enough. And
where else you want to go? You want to go to the tip of the sun?
Sure, that sounds good.
Yeah, the Arboretum Wilderness Park. It's just west of Port Austin. And that facility is closed, too, but you can go and park, you know, two parking places away from any other cars that might be there. And then go in, and again, this is another one that has handicap trails available. I'm told that there's no snow there either. And great boardwalks to the wetlands. Get out, have a hike. In fact, you know what, Steve? You should take a hike.
Well, I've been told.
I've been told.
Michigan Backroads.com is a place to find Ron. And if you're looking for other tips, and he's got some great books. So if you're sitting at home and want to read about cool Michigan places that you want to go when this is all said and done, go to Michigan Backroads. Order a book or two from Ron. Ron is happy to send it out to you. He can do that. He can say, hey, Mr. Postman, send this to these nice people. And away it goes. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, the place to be. Ron, I have to run. You be safe out there and keep your head down and enjoy it. We'll be back soon.
A great plug there, Steve. Thank you. And you keep your head down, too.
There you go. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Seriously, MichiganBackroads.com. Go grab the book. Everyone's worried right now, but maybe it's time to worry about yourself, your health, and your future. It's time for My Pure Health Solutions to finally focus on losing weight, boosting your immune system, and making sure you are as healthy as can be. With cutting-edge technology, My Pure Health Solutions can deliver results right to your front door with remote scanning, personalized plans, and a program designed just for you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You don't have any excuses. You're sitting home anyway. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.